Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Cape Fear chapter hosts exciting banquet event at the terraces on Sir Tyler. The Cape Fear chapter of the Coastal Conservation Association is hosting the highly anticipated 2025 Cape Fear chapter banquet at the terraces on Sir Tyler in Wilmington, North Carolina. This event on August 14th promises an evening of fun, camaraderie, and marine conservation passion. With live auctions, raffles, and delicious food and drinks, attendees can connect with like-minded individuals dedicated to preserving coastal habitats. President Sarah Green emphasizes the importance of supporting the chapter's efforts through events like this. Tickets for the banquet are available online or through direct contact with the chapter. Join them on August 14th for a memorable evening supporting the conservation of our coastal resources. Join the cause. Lake Travis ISD's Education Foundation hosts FOR, the Kids Golf Tournament to enhance student opportunities. Lake Travis ISD's Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization in Austin, Texas, is dedicated to enhancing student opportunities in the district. By creating partnerships with local businesses and the community, they fund programs, teacher grants, scholarships, and more to support academic growth. Their upcoming event, the FOR, the Kids Golf Tournament on October 20th, provides a fun way for the community to contribute to the foundation's mission. Executive Director Jane Kernan invites everyone to participate and help make a difference in the lives of Lake Travis ISD students. For more information on how to support the foundation and get involved, visit their website. Centown celebrates milestone with the reopening of its flagship center in Jupiter, offers upgraded experience for dogs and their parents. Centown, the nation's leading dog wellness concept, is celebrating a milestone with the reopening of its flagship center in Jupiter. The updated location offers tech-forward upgrades, improved operational flow, and an enhanced customer experience. Founded in 2015 by Tim and Jessica Vogel, At Centown focuses on routine hygiene for dogs with a unique approach to wellness. The Jupiter Center will host a grand reopening event in late October, showcasing digital lobby displays, interactive kiosks, and a stress-free experience for both dogs and pet parents. Centown's wellness-based approach includes a membership program for regular care with a focus on skin, coat, ears, nails, and teeth. The brand remains deeply connected to its South Florida roots, supporting local animal welfare organizations. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit the Centown website or call 561-401-9422.
ARC Mid-Hudson CEO John Michu joins Hudson Valley Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors. ARC Mid-Hudson CEO John Michu has joined the Hudson Valley Economic Development Corporation Board of Directors, marking a significant step in driving economic growth and inclusivity in the region. As part of the HVEDC board, ARC Mid-Hudson will focus on integrating individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities into the local economy. This partnership aims to enhance sustainability and community-building efforts, ensuring that individuals of all abilities contribute to the economic growth of the region. ARC Mid-Hudson's ongoing commitment to community and sustainability includes engaging with the local agriculture economy and creating accessible green spaces in Midtown Kingston. By supporting small businesses and fostering a creative economy, ARC Mid-Hudson plays a pivotal role in the local economy. Their inclusive growth initiatives showcase how everyone in the community can benefit. For more information, visit the ARC Mid-Hudson website.
Support children with special needs. Silent auction event, hosted by Lake Travis CPAC, calls for generous donations. The Lake Travis Special Education Parent Advisory Council is hosting a silent auction event to raise funds for children with special needs. Businesses and individuals are encouraged to donate items to support educational programs. The auction features exciting prizes like Mexico getaways and PGA tour packages. By contributing, donors can help enhance the educational experiences of these students. To donate or participate, visit ltapac.org/donate or contact Rachel Stanley at rachelstanley422@gmail.com. Top Orange County philanthropists announced for 40th Annual National Philanthropy Day Awards. Visionary Orange County philanthropists, businesses, and groups in 8 categories will be honored at the 40th Annual National Philanthropy Day Orange County Awards Luncheon. This year's theme, Celebrating 40 Years of Generosity and Impact, recognizes the significant contributions of individuals and organizations. The event, taking place on Thursday, November 13, at the Grove of Anaheim, is a testament to the spirit of giving that has defined National Philanthropy Day since its inception. The Samueli Foundation, led by Henry and Susan Samueli, will receive the special 40th Anniversary Legacy of Giving Award for their over $1 billion in contributions. Benjamin and Carmela Du will be honored as outstanding philanthropists for their support of healthcare, education, and the arts in Orange County. The Automobile Club of Southern California will be recognized as outstanding large business for their commitment to improving mobility and safety in local communities. Doing Good Works, a social enterprise based in Irvine, will receive the Outstanding Small Business Award for reinvesting nearly $4 million into supporting individuals with foster care experience. Dawn Reese, CEO of The Wooden Floor, will be honored as Outstanding Nonprofit Leader for her transformative leadership in creative youth development. Alisa Abacasis will receive the Outstanding Volunteer Fundraiser Award for her dedication to supporting youth in foster care. The Women's Circle of Wishes will be recognized as the outstanding philanthropic group for their commitment to granting life-changing wishes for children facing critical illnesses. Rose Chabria, a 17-year-old student leader in Irvine, will receive the Outstanding Youth or Youth Group Award for her advocacy and service initiatives. The National Philanthropy Day Orange County Awards Luncheon, presented by the AFP Orange County Chapter, is the region's premier event honoring philanthropy, with more than 1,000 honorees recognized since its inception. For more information about the event and sponsorship opportunities, visit www.npdoc.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.